Should be simple enough, just because everybody has a different opinion on the concept of the sif, it becomes a very difficult sif. The topic is called Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai. That's the topic of Sivav. It's also in Siman Tzadik Dalet in Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, as we'll see in a little while. And the issue of Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai, I think I'm okay, Baruch Hashem. The issue of Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai is a halacha that's unique to metal. Because the tendency of metal is that when one end gets hot, the other end gets hot. That's called chamik tzasai cham kulai. One end gets hot, the other end gets hot. Whether we say that the blia or the taste of treifis or basar chalav travels throughout the whole kli. Just to illustrate, we'll get back to this example much later. The most common example of this coming up in the home is when someone sticks a milchika spoon into chicken soup. So does he have to measure 60 times the part of the milchika spoon that was put in? In other words, I would normally say, when you stick in a spoon, you just stick in the leffel part, the bowl part. So do you need 60 times just that? Or is there a concept that by metal, since the heat travels throughout the spoon, that you need 60 times the whole spoon? That would be an example, a common example of chamik tzasei cham kulai, of where it comes up. Okay, you would drop it if it got hot. If it became yatzei leder, it's not that hot, 110, 120 degrees. What?
So heat is not
bliya. That's an excellent taina. And we'll see how the Shach deals with that. But we'll start with Mechaber Amor, who don't make a distinction between that, which is saying is a good time. Okay, well, we're going to try to go in order. Let me be misad there. It all starts from a Gemara in Zvachim. And the question of how to apply that Gemara. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, and after Tzadik Vav, I believe. It says that if a blia of a carbon chatos goes into a keli, in a part of the keli, you have to kasha the entire keli. Not just where the blia went in, but you have to kasha the whole keli. Then the Gemara says, if a blia of truma goes into a keli, it's adequate to kasha just the spot where the blia went. Now, since the Gemara says this chilik, it leaves open to interpretation the question of what's the difference. What's the difference if it's a blia of kachim or a blia of truma? And how does that apply to nevelos? Is it just a chumra of kachim? And then everything else is the kula, like truma. Or is it just a kula of truma, which is... By what?
Clothing.
You mean that you have your mind that...
And you need complete
Okay, could be. You learned Tzvachim more recently than me. You learned Tzvachim more recently than me, but you're right. It says you have to wash out the keli. Yeah. The bag. Okay. So this is the issue. Now...
Cold or hot make the difference?
We're all talking hot. The whole thing is talking hot. Okay, this is a machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba in his Teres Habayis, in his Rules of the House, which has Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, and the Ra'ah in his Bedek Habayis, or his Agois on the Rashba. So the Rashba and the Ra'ah have a machlokes, and basically the Mechaber appears to be the Rashba, at least the way the Shach teaches it, and the Ramah appears to be the Ra'ah. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn the two shitas here in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll try to understand where they're coming from and how it applies to halacha. So let's see the Mechaber in Sivav. Okay, the Mechaber is the shita Sarajba. The Gross saying Tezayin. He doesn't say Rashba, okay. But anyway, the Mechaber Shita is the Shita of the Rashba, and let's see how it goes. Kli Matchis, Afa Pishie Shaymer, Shem Nishtamish by Issa B'mitzasai Nesa Kulay. Even though there are those who hold that if you used it, the Baragoyla says Tur B'Shem Rashba, B'Taras Abayis, okay. So the Raz was Machmir. Now we're talking about Bliya going in. That if the Bliya goes into part of the metal Keli, it spreads in the whole thing. Okay. But when it comes to kashering it, Loi Ola Loi Hechsher Achiyachsher Kulai. But you can't kasher it that way. So the Mechaber here, it takes on both chumras. He's machmir that the bliya goes bekulai. The chamit sase cham kulai makes the whole thing aser. And when it comes to kashering, so I would think, all right, let's say I take a kosher spoon and I stick it into a tray for soup. I only put in the bowl part of the spoon. So I think I could kasher the same way, just stick that in. Now in the case of a spoon, it doesn't make much of a difference because you can throw in the whole spoon, but sometimes you can have a pan with a handle. Where it's easy to kasher the pan, not easy to kasher the handle. So what happens if it became treif only in the pan part? Do I have to kasher the handle? Here, I would think, let's kasher just the pan. Because if the bliya went into the pan, even if it went into the, let's say it goes into a handle. But I should kasher it the same way. Mechaber says no. Mechaber says the bliya travels. The bliya travels in the whole thing, l'chumra. Cham etzaseh, cham kulay, it travels in the entire cave. But however, to kasher it, you can't kasher it that way. You can only kasher
the whole thing.
Ay, kibay lai kach paltai. Okay, so see, the Ramah is going to argue that point. The Ramah.
So, as a matter of halachic development, was the Rif and Rambam silent on this, that the Machaber goes to the rock?
Apparently, I didn't check, but apparently, yeah.
Well, that's part of the box was really that they had something to do with cooking.
So, we'll talk, we should really talk about the handle separately. You're right. But let's say it's a one piece item, or you could forget the handle example. Okay, so another example, we're part of the calyx, and we have to get to the handle separately. The afal pi, chamik sase cham kulai, we say l'chumra, but we don't say l'kula. Yeah. Even, it means, even though the in mitzias, we say chamik sase cham kulai, ta'aser. Yeah, but to go out, we don't say... Yes. Right? That's the FLP. Even though we're machma both, but it means even though the FLP is on the mitzias, even though it's a mitzias of chabik sosechab kulai to go in, but there's no mitzias of chab kulai to go out. Even though going in, we say chabik sosechab kulai, going out, we don't. We used to the Ramah doing these things, not the Mechaber, but this is the Mechaber. Now, 1 minute, what are you going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says Truma is different. So if you look in the Rashba, we'll have to get to it. The Rashba says that there's a difference between Isura Bala and Hetera Bala. If it's Balea Isur, this is talking about Trefus. So then we have this Chumra. But Hetera Bala, which would mean Milichix or Fleishix, that we'd be Mekel, that you could kasher just a part of it. That's what comes out from the Rashba inside. Because the Gemara says there's Kachem and there's Truma. The Rashba Shita is, Kachem means Komine Isser. Any Bliya of Isser, we take this double Chumra. It goes in Bekulai, but it doesn't go out with Kashering. And Lagabe Hetera, that we say no. We say that just like it goes in, however it goes in, it comes out, you can Kashem Mitzasai. Which means in the house, usually the milch is a fleishik shailas, not usually isser shailas. So then we would still have the kula of kashering mitzasa.
Well, in fact, that money contributes to the
No, that's not. Okay. No, it is a terabola if it's Eina Ben Yaima. If you have Eina Ben Yaima Keli, that's called a terabola, you know, right? You don't need Libun, you need Hagola. Rabbi Kivega learned it, the long Rabbi Kivega back. Right? He said that that's called a terabola.
Also
what?
Also travel is something like that.
Eina Ben Yaima usually, yeah. So usually it's a Teira, usually. Okay. At any rate, whatever the Shailas are, this is the Shita of the Rashba, the Mechaber. Turn the page and look at the Ramah. Now the Ramah, the Shach points out that if you would read this Ramah, you'd think there's no Machlaikis. Look at the Ramah. He says, and all this is Dafka in Mishtamish Bekulon. Dafka if the Bliya went in Bekulon. Then you can't cash him with Sasa. Avam Yedua, Shaloi Nishtamish, Rak, Biktsasai, Kibala Kapalta. But if the Bliya went in just in the spoon pot, so then it goes out just in the spoon pot. Now, the Shach points out here, as he does many times, that the Ramah, his style, he should have said Yeshayimrim. This is a Ra'ah Shita. It's a Machlaikis. It's really a Machlaikis. And he really should have said so. You look at the Shach on this page, on the top. He says the Mechaber is the Das HaRashba, but he says, Lefizeh, Hoyeloi la'rav, Lichtei b'lashem v'yeshayimrim. Really should have said v'yeshayimrim dafka. De'lishtam de'poli, to tell us it's a Machlaikis. Elu mishum de'im ed'ivri ha'mechaber, v'shulchan aruch gufei, in the language of Mechaber himself, there's no hechruch. The Ramah does this very often. I remember the Simas Sabach Tess and Hilchas Malicha having it, where the Shah says this is the Ramah style. Like he sort of fools you sometimes to say, well, maybe the Mechaber is made it to me. But he's not. This is the Shita of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah Shita is that it's only a Chumra of Kachim. That you say chavit tzasei cham kulay, then it goes b'kulay. And by truma or any non-kachim situation, you're allowed to be mekel straight out. So we have here the kula of the Ramah and the chumra of the Mechaber, and everyone agrees that if it became also b'kulay, if the bliya went in b'kulay, you can't cast a part of it. Or the Bliya went in, but Mitzasai, the Ramah says, you can cash a Kabbalah Kapal. Now, here is a very long Taz. The Taz goes on till the end of the Simon for a couple of pages. And by comparison, it's a short Shach, although Shach Yitzayin is pretty long on its own. The Shach makes a few points. One is a very sadistic point in rules of cashing. I mentioned when we started the Simon that there's Hagolah and there's Libun. Hagolah is when you kasha something by putting it in hot water. You purge the bleas. Libun is when you heat up the keli that became tray. If you heat it up, a self-cleaning oven, you heat it up, they work differently. Libun burns up the blea, destroys the blea. Hagolah purges it, brings it out of the keli. He said they were nafkaminis on Pesach. If you could kasher or chavis the kekeli, ben yom Pesach really even ate a ben yom leidas or ben yom maybe any treif. You see, if you say if you do hagola, then the bliya goes into the water, it makes the water treif. If you do libun always works; it destroys it. That's the basic difference between libun and hagola. Now, usually, libun is better than hagola; it destroys it. The Shach points out that in this sif, it's not that way. If you have the copies, Mark is not here today, so we can feel comfortable. The fourth of the very wide lines in the Shach, Shach Yud Zayin, he says, Amashakosav atah mishum de kebaylai kapaltai. The Ramah's Lashon is kebaylai kapaltai. At the fourth very, very wide line. Zeloi shayach kiim b'hagala. That's only shayach by Hagolah in hot water. Lefizeh gamarav, the cost of tabishu, the kabbalah pach paltai, efshir demay de belibun. Afal pishloi shtamish isra, ayadeya or elabim itzasa, itzarach libun bakulai. Now, if you want to go with the libun way, libun, there's no kabbalah kapaltai. Libun has to destroy it. either burns it or it doesn't burn it. You burn one end of a piece of paper, the other end is not burnt. So if you want to destroy the blias, you have to be malabin the whole keli. Kibbola kapalta is good when it sucks out the blias travel. So then you could say chabik tosech habkulay, but otherwise not. So at any rate, this is the machlokes mechaber Ramah. Ledina, even though we usually go with the Ramah, the Shach and Taz are both machmir in this machlokes, and they hold it is more like the Rashba than the Ra. However, the Shach brings a third opinion, which is, it's out of character. The Shach brings just a third opinion, not like the Rashba, not like the Ra'a, and it's what Rabbi Yosef said when we started. He brings from Maharam Moirat Tzedek. It's not a familiar name. It occurs every just a handful of times, probably. He brings from somebody named Maharam Moirat Tzedek towards the end, who says something logical, and why it's important, we'll talk about in a few minutes. But he brings, let's see where he brings it the first time. Towards the end. We call it the Bach brings him. It's about the eighth wide line, the very wide line in the beginning. The Maram Moirat Tzedek says something that sounds so simple. He says, Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai means he travels. Doesn't mean blias travel. That's what you were saying in the beginning. Chamik Tzasei means that heat is conductive. In metal, it travels. It doesn't mean blias travel. If so, who cares? Who cares if heat travels without blias? You do care. Because if I have a keli and one half is in heat and the other half is not, and something spritzes on the part that's not. Let me give you an example. Again, I go back to the case of a handle. For argument's sake, let's just say you have a handle which is one piece with a pot. The handle doesn't seem hot to you. The handle's not over the fire. And something spritzes. You're cooking something in the pot and it spritzes on the handle. Do you say it's Beleia? So the Maram said, this Maram or Tzedek says, oh, okay, over there we say Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai, why? We say the handle becomes hot. Now, blias don't travel through the metal, but if blias actually spritzed onto it, so that it's not a Iri Klirish, it's a Klirish Namish, it's considered, the handle is considered hot. But to say blias travel through the Keli, that's too much, that we don't say. That is the opinion of Maram Moirat Tzedek, and it appears that the Shach holds that's the Iker. So we have now three opinions. Again, this becomes very confusing. The Rajba and the Mechaber say Chamik Tzasei Cham Kulai L'Chumra, not L'Kula. Blias travel, you can't kasha that way. Ramos said, Kabbalah Kapolta. It goes one way, it goes the other way. And the way we explained it, the Mechaber is made by Heter to this Ramah. The Maram Moirat Tzedek says, no. He's makel that blias don't travel through Chamik Tzasei, but he's machmir that he does travel and makes it all into a kli rishon. That's what he says. Now, fortunately, the Shach recognizes that this is complicated, so at the end he sums up lemaisa. If you look at the end, at the end, eight lines from the bottom of this Shach Yud Zayin, ha'ayla mizeh. Sifkat and Tezayin. Then it says Imkein Ha'ilam Izeh. Now I'm skipping one part, which we'll get into in a moment. But first Ha'ilam Izeh, his Pale Yaitzeh Klimatzcha Shenishtamish Issa B'miktsasai, a metal keli which was used for Isser only on part. Va'achakach Nishtamish Heta B'miktsasai, and then you B'miktsasai Ha'acher, and then the other part Hacheta Mutta B'di'evet, like the Maram Moirat Tzedek, that the Bli of Issa did not go into the other part. Chekos of Issa, the Heter, did Mem Aleph, the B'di'evet Shari. Miu, Yesheru Davka Becham Ayyadei Bishol. Becham Shayyadei Bishol, Lai Amrina Melech Bli Yasei Bekulai. Ava Becham Shayyadei Ha'or Mamish, But when it's fire, mamish efshu the kuliyam amaygal ledasa rosh vara the isav mispashet pekulai chemesh the isav heta. Maybe even the marav or tzedek is maida by fire mamish, and that's the mashmois isav heta. Yishkas is alashaydei ein tzarich levatul kol hakaf shel matchis. If you have a fleshig spoon that went into a milachix, you have to be bevatul the whole spoon. Since it got hot by being stuck into chicken soup or other things, if you have a fleshing spoon and it fell into a pot of milk, you only need shishim against the spoon part. Because we don't say the bliya goes in the whole thing. Right? So that's the kula of the shach's kula. People got to pass like the shach. That you don't say bliyus went into the whole spoon, but the language of this isav heter was rak al yedei chamim v'lo yedei or, because the bliyah went in through hot water and not or hot soup and not through fire. Therefore, in the Magen Bekula, it doesn't spread in the whole thing. Mashmi da yedei or atzmai moilach bliyase bekula. Mashmi never isav heter elu the yedei or moilach nami plitase bekula. It goes in, goes out. V'nira deins adegin rov siyate dolel. The sphere of the libun loy mahani b'mitzas. I said earlier, libun doesn't help on pot. And achinami by the verse the libun loy shayach plita. And he maflid ala machala, but loy b'dehek the shayach plita. Maflid b'kulay kanch b'chulisa, shetzolu by ala or, etc. So the shach's psak, not like the machaber, not like the ramah, just that a bigger kula. The chavik tzase cham kulay doesn't cause bliyus to spread; only spreads causes heat to spread. Meila, when you have a spoon, a milk spoon, or a fleshig spoon that fell into a pot, the whole spoon fell into a pot of milchiks. You only need shishim against the spoon part, and not shishim against the whole thing. Yeah. So we're going to have to talk about this. Why is it someone's cooking and milk falls on the handle? So here, this Maram Meirat Tzedek, who's very meikel, would be a machmir. Because the Maram says, bliyus don't travel from the pot into the handle through chavik tzase. But the handle becomes hot. It has a din of heat. So when the milchik falls on it, it makes the handle milchik. Now, we're going to discuss shortly how we deal with the handle vis-a-vis a keli. That's why I brought this Mishnah Berurah on it. So I want to get to the unique shaila of a handle. But assuming a handle is part of the keli, let's say it's one piece, yes, it would be a problem. It would be the same as any time a spritz hits a pot above the reitiv, above where the level of the soup is. And we're going to go to that's the Mitzari Beis. We'll talk. It's an interesting question. The question that we always deal with when we learn this is whether chamik tzase cham kulay is a Kabbalah. You have a Kabbalah, metal spreads. Well, does it even apply if you hold it and it doesn't feel hot? Now, hot is only yatsi ledes, by which 120 degrees. But let's say you have such a case, whether that holds true or not. So hopefully we get to chavis dasi. We gave the Dira day Shiloh. Guys in a Dira use their left glasses for milachiks and the right one to stir fleishiks. The Shiloh, whether the bliya goes through the whole glasses or not. Yes, I guess. So today it's all plastic anyway. There's not having sasech. I'm good like. Kashu with Libra. Yeah. Like the guy who put a pizza in the dryer to warm it up. And he said, "Oy vey, it's a flesh of a dryer." He's a schnitzel. So, two irons. So, the milo with the oven is that it's not one piece through and through. The ovens you have at home are not one piece. Now, the industrial ovens are, and I brought a tshuva here, for hopefully it'll be enough time, regarding some of the industrial machinery. Well, this is a problem. I mentioned to you in the past that in industry they use steam, steam kettles or steam, all types of steam machinery, and there it's all one piece of metal, and this becomes a major issue. So I will get to it, Mr. Shah. The Shach and the Prima Garden Paschal like him, but we'll see in a minute that not everyone agrees. Okay. Now the question is why the Shach went out and found this Maharam Mitz. I mean, it's the Bach that found it. Like, well, what's the problem with the Mechaber Ramah? So there's one major issue with learning the Mechaber Ramah. I mean, there was no long Shach and Taz. You learned the Mechaber, you learned the Ramah, you'd have the Rajba and the Ra'ah. It wouldn't be a complicated sugya at all. What makes this whole sugya complicated is the following. If you learn Kuf Chaf Aleph, what you learn is that Chamit Saseh Ham Kulay, Mechaber Ramah both agree that Bliyas go all the way through the Keli. Mechaber Ramah don't argue. They argue if you could kasher, how to kasher. But Mechaber Ramah both agree that Bliyas go through a Keli, and so. The problem is that in Siman Tzadik Dalid, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about sticking a milchke spoon into a fleshy kapat or a fleshy spoon into a milchke kapat, in Hilchis Basa B'chalad, there it says you only have to measure against the part that you put into the chicken soup. If you use the Ben Yoimer, we're talking about a Ben Yoimer milchke, and it's metal. That you only have to measure against that. The name of Siman Tzadik Dalet is Din HaToychev Kaf Chilevis B'Kderi Shalbasa. The rules of sticking milchiks into fleishiks, what the rules are. And here it says that if you stuck it in, the Mechaber, HaToychev Kat Chilevis B'Kderi Shalbasa, in the house, cooking chicken soup, and someone stuck in a milk spoon. A yipcha, fleshes, the milchis, most of the fleshes. Misharin, you measure, b'chol, mashin, nitcha, mimeno, b'kdeira, b'kap, ben yoimai. By ben yoimai, dike kaf, you measure what was stuck in to the keli. So you only measure what was stuck in. Now the Mechaber says, yesh oimrim, im ha-kaf shal matchis, misharin, b'kulay, chavis, osi, chav, kulay. Some say you have to measure the whole thing. And the Rambam says, "Asfar Rishayniker v'chein Aygin." We don't pass it that way. So the question is, what is the difference between Siman Tzadik Dalid and us that there were Michael that the Blias don't go in
to
ask the food. We want shishim in the food against the spoon. So we would ask the if your chavis asecha b'kulay gives taste, so you need shishim against the whole spoon, or it's aser. So once you only have shishim against the spoon part and not the handle part, so then the we're makel that you only shishim against the spoon part. But if your chavis asecha b'kulay goes b'kulay, so why? What's the reason? If you hold that by isabe ben yom it's iser, your chavis asecha b'kulay b'kulay. So why? So this is what the Shach asks in the middle of the Shach. He brings from Le'el Siman Tzadik Dalet, and he's saying that the Iker is like this, Maram Oyret Tzedek, and then everything's good. Chavik Tzasi doesn't make Blias go in the whole thing. Chavik Tzasi only makes it hot. And then the Haskamas HaPoiskim in Siman Tzadik Dalet is wonderful. Now the problem is that if we don't go with the Shach, what do you do? So the Dogma of Ava here sends us to the Magen Avraham. We're going to have three Mahalachim. The Shach's Mahalach, which is like a little unusual because he's bringing a Paisi. Said Mechaber, Shreer, let's go get a Shita. Now I like the Mechaber and everything will work out. It's not a way to answer this theme of the Mechaber. So we have the Shach Shita. We have the Magen Avraham Shita, and then what's most of the later Achrayim. The Magen Avraham, which is quoted here in the Dogel Mervava, and it's a Siman Tufnun Aleph Sukkot Chav Dalet, he says a rule, which I think is famous for those who learn Chavit Tzaseh Cham Kulay. The Chavit Tzaseh Cham Kulay goes in, but doesn't come out. Chavit Tzaseh Cham Kulay is a rule that taste spreads to the whole thing, but taste doesn't come out. In other words, in our simon you want to kasher it, So we chayshish, the whole thing is asa, the whole thing is belaya. But when you stick in a spoon to say chamitzos chamkulay pulls out, no, chamitzos chamkulay is a one way street. It's not a two way street. It's a one way street. The heat is traveling from the source of heat outwards. So blias will go from the source of heat outwards, but it won't go the other way. It doesn't travel in the opposite direction, and therefore you sort of have it both ways. You have it that the chavitzas echamkulai, the mechaber here is good, that the whole thing becomes treif, but you don't have to kasher the whole thing unless you want to use the whole thing. If you're stuck in just the spoon, so Shema Yisrael, everything is good. You only measure connected the spoon. And here it becomes tricky. What? No, according to Magen Avraham, it is, because according to the Shach, it's not a problem because only heat goes into the handle, not blias. But Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says the blias go in the whole handle and they don't come in. See, here you have the Magen Avraham and the Noida Behuda will hold this way. See, the problem here, yes, Katapaskin. So you have the Shach and the Prima Gardim, like this Meirat Tzedek. Now you have the Magen Avraham and the Noida Behuda. Paskin, the Blia goes, and the Blia doesn't come out. And, you know, those who have Titus and the Magen Avraham call it like Divrei Nevius. It's like, who's the Navi to know where it goes and where it comes? The time is not like the Torah, in his explanation of the Rashi and the Ra'a. And therefore, they are Vaita, they are Titus against the Shita.
It doesn't come out even though it
heated
again?
It will come out if you put it in the liquid. But it won't come out even if it gets very hot. Chavik Tzase is a one-way street. It doesn't go back down. Well, chatchili you kasher the whole thing, but if b'di'evet, someone in the house stuck in a spoon and stirred chicken soup, so you could be megel. It's only b'di'evet. Chatchili you kasher the whole thing. Now, there's an issue when a lady calls and says, "I accidentally stirred my chicken soup with a milk spoon." See, how much of the spoon did you stick in? So at the time, she wasn't exactly concentrating on it because she didn't know she's sticking milchiks into fleishiks. They talk, the Pesachei Tshuva says, like, they call it Milsa Loi Ramulei Dinish. You're not thinking about it. So he says, Balabusta, who always uses a spoon, could go by the way she normally sticks in. She certainly didn't stick in the whole handle. So she can estimate how much she sticks in, and he says that you could rely on. The third sheet in dealing with this, which I would call Sheet Sachrayim, is the Chavis Das and the Matiyonis in the Crazy Placey. Chavis Das and Crazy Placey say that the difference is a different difference. The difference is if the spoon was cold or if the spoon was hot. In other words, look at what you're using. If you're using the case in Siman Tzadik Dalet, is you stuck in a cold spoon, you took a spoon from the drawer and you stuck it in. So the lashon of the Matiyonis on the side of the page, if it avol im akli utzaynein loy, if it start off cold, no, the tarti loy avdi. We don't say chamitzas echamkulay does two things, sheyifal lohachem ashalom aylei menu, that'll cause the heat in the handle, v'gam yivla v'yiflet, and also cause blias to go in and go out. Mishamachi. Ain't sarach. Therefore, you don't need to measure against the handle. Ach bechatos, the Gemara in Tzvachim by the Kar bechatos, ugzeres hakasu, dafil lemailoi etzayne mekomachem tzarech marika ushtifa. Then by chatos is different. Ugzeres hakasu. Aval in kol akli ucham, if the keli started off warm, beheter it got warm beheter. Gam bechol isur mefafeya. Then we would say that the blia is two-way street. It goes both ways, and it's good. Now, I'll tell you an example of that in a minute. But here, we have a third shita. And this shita is that it depends if it's cold or it depends if it's hot. If it's cold, then we don't say that the blia travels to the handle. So you stick in a spoon, you don't have to measure connected to the handle. However, if it's hot, if it started off hot, then you need Kenega Kulai, because the Blias do travel.
But you can't start off hot, then you can't use cold as food to stir it.
No, I told you, Yatzila is 120 degrees. It's not too hot to hold. People think Yatziledes boy means that your hand, Yad Nichvis boy means your hand will get burned. Yatziledes boy just means your hand recognizes the heat. Now, so it's complicated. You have three Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ra, and the Smir Tzedek. And then you have three Shitas in the Paiskim, the Shach, and the Bach, and the Prima Gadim, and the Ravavim are going to have Ra. And the Chavis Das and the Mati Yainasin. So it's a little complicated in how to deal with Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai, to put it mildly. But one thing is clear. If you stick a spoon, a fleshik spoon, into Milcha Kapat, even Ben Yaimai, you only need Shishim against the handle. You only need Shishim against the spoon. You do not need Shishim against the handle. That's for sure. So we have three explanations of why it should be that way. Either the Merit Tzedek, that Blias don't travel, or the Magen Avraham, that Blias travel in but don't travel out, or the Chavis Das and the Mati Edison, that Blias travel but only if it started off hot. But there's no question that this Kula applies. You just have to know how to apply it, because you have the three sheets of explanation, and whichever sheet of explanation you're going to follow, I guess you would want it to fit as much as possible all of the opinions of the matter. But that's getting hot because of Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai. So Tati Lo Yamina, to say that it could do both, so that we don't say. That's what he's saying. So this is, I guess, like the long and short of it. There's one more complication. Are you ready for more complicated? Right now we have two things. We have the spoon. And Baruch Hashem, we all walk out. Usually, everything's complicated, but the cooler you remember. The spoon, you only need shishim against the part that was put in. And then, our simin, we were machmer, to kashi, you just have to kashi the whole thing. We don't rely on kashering part of it, period. The mechabos, we don't rely on it, and the shachos, we don't rely on it. So even the remos mekel, we don't. You know, kashi, you have to kashi the whole entire keli, except, we'll see in a minute if you have it tziruf. Now really, there's another case of Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai, which is very complicated. And that is when a spritz of milk hits a pot that's on the stove and cooking. Now, if it hits it opposite the reitiv, in other words, below the water level, there's no question, the halacha is very clear, you need shishim wherever it hits. You need shishim in the food inside. You always have shishim, and it's not an issue. It's an issue on the keli, but it's not an issue on the food inside. What's fascinating is that in halacha it says that if a spritz hits the keli above the liquid level, it's worse. Why? Because when it hits it against the liquid, we say mamanafshach. If it travels, it travels right in. If it doesn't travel, it doesn't travel. It doesn't ask for the food. When it hits it above the right of level, then we're chayshish that first it doesn't travel into the liquid. So it asks the keli blias 60 times its volume. And then, as it keeps on cooking, it goes into the liquid, and you need 60 times the spritz. That's the halacha that says in Shulchan Aruch. Now it's fascinating. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he never heard that a Meira Hira should ask, was it Kenegan HaRaitim or not Kenegan HaRaitim? We don't make a distinction. It's just, like you say, I never heard it, you never heard it, big deal. The Aruch HaShulchan's writing this, though we don't make a distinction. The question is why? Probably because our pots have you put a lid, they're full of steam, and the steam is like liquid, and it's kenega the whole thing. However, on the Mechaber's Lashon, if Yol Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai, when the Bliya hits the top pot, it certainly should travel in the whole thing immediately. If you hold Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai, So the bliya should travel throughout the contents of the keli, no matter what. Even according to the matiyitis in here, it's a hot keli, and it should travel right away throughout the whole keli.
One little difference is less than
the mother away.
So you mean the chitiches that are above the raitiv?
No,
I'm doing the keli. Yes. Right. You need shishim times shishim. In the pot. No, it asks is the bliyas in the pot, above the right is.
But
and then it travels down into the rest of the cave. Okay. Let me read it to you. This is a mechaber. It's Sadi Beis Hey. Tipas Cholov Shadafel Al Kadeira. Okay, spritz of milk. The truth is, it doesn't happen. It used to happen when we used to have our kettles on the stove in the olden days. Well, last night I went to help my mother-in-law change over, so we put away the Pesach urn. And I asked her, "Where's the chametz sticker one? We can't find it. What are you going to do in the morning?" So she says, "I have a kettle. I still have a kettle." So I was there with a young man. He said, "What's that? Is that one of those things that whistles?" He says, "One of those things." So we used to have those kettles. Those kettles very often got a spritz of cholent over Shabbos, especially if it was on the black. It got a spritz of cholent on it. So that was where the spritz, negative right, came up. So the Mechaber says, Tipas cholos shenofel ala kadei reshetz ala esh, mibachutz. On the outside. If nofel kineger atafshol, you think it's worse, right? If fell opposite the milk, opposite the cholent, it's all fell shishim, negera tipa. Now have a kilo nofel betafshol, that's all. But if nofel bebokan harekon, if it fell on the higher, vimefapaz, bedevina kadeira, at samach harekiv kolkar, shain samach negera tipa, nesa oisemokam akadeira, the as is the kadeira, and then so anyway, he says, yeah, maybe it's only by an open one, but so maybe it's not by a closed pot because of the tafshul, and okay. The Shah says, "Byrish shein tashu shishim neged oisem makam haynu shishim palmim shishim neged atipa." Okay. Anyway, this is the. This is the issue here. Maybe it's only an open pot.
Most of us are working with teapots that are
made from jam. So I want to tell you, our kettles, the urns really, I never get a blia, because the truth is, even if cholent would spritz on the outside of the urn, the inside, that's only a jacket. The inside one doesn't become fleishig because it's totally separate. But the old kettles that are spritz of cholent, so there's a chachma sadam. There you don't cook milk in the china. You cook hot water and then you put it into coffee with milk. There's a Raj Bashita at the end of Tzadik Tes. We call it Mishtamish B'Shefa. The Raj Bashita is that if you always use the keli with 60 times the spritz, you don't have to kasher it. What's gonna happen? You fill it up with, let's say the chaydik has a spritz of fleishes. He holds even by a milchik keli that you could use it because you're mishtamish b'shefa. You always have 60 times. It's not a problem. So Chochmas Sadim says that we're not saymach on the Rashba alone, but by cooking milk water, which you're later gonna put in with milk, there was saymach on this Rashba mishtamish b'shefa. He says you should wait till Seder, but we're making. Well, it depends where the spritz hit. Usually, wherever the spritz hit on the side, if you would fill it up to there, it would always be shishim. Can I get it?
You said that the only the chafetz is a problem, and it's a special problem without a reason. So why does the spritz mess up the whole pot? It's not a chafetz.
Because that's been signed. I was reading the Matthew Edison. He said when it's cold, when it's cold, it doesn't go v'kulay, except the charatas was there as a kasim. That was his loss. He was going on his pshat. Anyway, this is the confusion of the chabit sase chab kulay again. The shach holds the shach, really the shach and the Magen Avraham both hold that chabit sase chab kulay does not pull out blias. The shach holds that way because of this maramay ritzedek. You don't say chabit sase ablias at all. And Magen Avraham holds because chabit sase doesn't pull out blias. So really, you have the chachmas adam. And rather the Shach and the Prima Gadim and the Magen Avraham and the Na'ib Yehuda all say Chabik Tzase Chab Kulay doesn't pull out Blias from the whole thing. The Matyanis and the Chabiz Das say that's only by a cold Keli. If something started off with its own heat, then the Chabik Tzase will pull Blias out of the whole thing. So it sounds like really the Iker and Ladina certainly is that blias don't come out with chamik tzase cham kulay. That seems to be a pretty clear bottom line in this whole tome.
Remember the chayyadim, the last piece. Often we don't know the chayyadim. Then how we mishar when it was like
shumunah. I mean, if you mean by a spritz on a chaynik? So you see, in the case of this chachmas adam, you have to realize that the water that's there is okay. Shishim connected the spritz, so we wouldn't do it lechatchila. But right now, there's a spritz, and you have water, you can use that water. The question of refilling it, so you have to kasher the keli, you would have to kasher it in order to refill it if you don't hold like the chachmas adam. So it depends what you hold. The truth is that at the bottom of the page, I think it's the Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Samdik Tzadik Tess, where the Raj was brought, there's at the bottom Gilya Marshah, who says that if it's Eina Ben Yayma, you can be Samach on the Rajma, even by Isser, even not by Napanat. I'm quoting to you from the Gilya Marshah. And again, we're talking about this Rajma's Kula, that it's the Spritz, Mishtamish B'Shefa. He says, the Taz says, Kaimelon L'Chumra, Laimahani Kli Gadol. It doesn't help that it's a Kli Gadol. If you use it by a ben yaimi, it has shishim. It's just dil mi yishamish by. So by an ein ben yaimi, it can be mekel lechatchilah. It's the old rule where even a ben yaimi is mutter b'di'eved, so ein ben yaimi is mutter lechatchilah. So you certainly can be makel on the Chinix or a palm pask in that way, that it's okay. All right, so we're pretty much covered this topic of chamik tzase. There's an interesting PS in the Shach. He says, what happens? Again, someone took a milchik spoon and he stirred a chicken soup or whatever it is that he stirred, a stew, a challen. He says, I am crazy or placey. This is, again, the Rabbi Yonson Eibshitz. I fill a neged mashal amaylam and atavshal, the cham machmas hevel akadera. No chumri. The crazy or placey says, what do you mean you measure only against the part you stuck into the soup? The stuff right above the soup has the steam of the kedera that's coming up to it. The Chabad Zadok says, "Hagam sheim b'dvar of hechrich." He says what he said is not mochrich. Makaber kiyesh lahechrich kedvarav. Why is there a dvar of hechrich? What's wrong with his svara? What? Because it's open. Because steam goes up. So it's true the steam goes up and hits the spoon, but how does the blia come back down into? So it's interesting. He says, "I am shame b'dvar of hechrich," but he says, "I explained elsewhere." Yesh lachmir k'dvarav, but still you should be machmir. Okay. Anyway, this is machlokes, and there's machlokes to Rashi and the Ri by a piece of meat that's sticking out of the soup. If the part sticking out is measured in the shishim or not. I want to deal with the handle. The question of whether a handle is separate or not. This comes up. People call, have shalos in the house with pans or kalim that become treif, luchiks to fleishiks. And I tell them to kasher, and the issue is the handle. Now, you're allowed to kasher half and half. Unlike when you table things in a mikveh, you have to table it all in one shot. You can't table half and half. But kashering, you can kasher half a keli and half a keli. That's halacha psuka. It says in Shulchan Aruch, what about a handle? Now, what would you say? Well, if somebody asks me about a handle, what's the first thing I would ask him? I would ask, is it one piece? Or is it just screwed on? That's what I would ask. Nobody here discusses this chilek. Now, it could be in those days, there weren't two types of handles. I have no idea. But it says, Shulchan Aruch, Kol HaKelim, Tzorech LaHagel Yedeseim Kamaisam. That all the kelim, you have to kasha the handles like the keli. Ramah Miu. B'diavad, Emlo Yikilu Ayadais, Ein Lesa B'diavad. That's what he says. If it doesn't fit in, you can kasha through it. That's what he says. What's the machlaikis about the handle? So the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons why to be machmir, the big difference between them. One reason, Mishum de kedishtamish chabitz b'guf ha'kli b'chamin amrina the ha'ilach ha'bliya b'kulay. It's his first reason. The bliya goes into the handle. It's not like the shach and this maramir tzedek. What he's saying is that bliyas go in because the chamik tzosei cham kulay. Okay, Mishum tamze levad lo'yhoyes shayach elo b'kli matchis. If it's because chamik tzosei cham kulay, it's only by metal. Chamik tzosei cham kulay. V'amechaber is talking b'kol ha'kelim. He doesn't say only matches. Masha apikli cheres, apikli yates. It's the same din. Akocher d'chashin an oid. There's a second reason to be machmer by a handle. Shema kibul hayad eza pam chomitz ayadei kli risha. And he's talking here about chomitz. Kishedicho eza b'sarech elinkais mezuama. Maybe when you washed it in the sink, you washed it and it got chomitz thick. Or ubemachvas ayadei nitzaitzis, or in a pan, it spritzes and it goes on the handle. So there are two reasons why the handle should have to be kasher. Either because we're afraid it spritz onto it, or was washed in the hot water with it, or because chavit tzasecham kula. The kula of a screwed-on handle, shachayr, is not a problem, because there's a rule that ain't bliya yaitzim akli l'kli b'lai raitiv. It's a very important heter. It happens every Pesach that somebody tells me that somebody used the chametz stick of keli are the grates treif. The grates don't become treif because of the rule ein bliya yaitzim akli l'kli b'lai raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from one keli to another if there's no significant amount of liquid. So when you screw it in, when you have a handle screwed in, there's no way for the bliya to get into the handle because they're separate kelim, they're just screwed next to each other. But they're not one piece. What? Oh, but so in the second reason, because the spritzing, that would still be a problem. The spritzing issue would still be an issue. But the spritzing issue, it's enough to do Hagala with the Eroi.
You said significant, right?
What?
Spritz is significant.
Yeah, I don't mean the spritz makes the bliya go mekli clean. What I mean is, if by mistake you cook milachiks and the spritz went on the handle now has spritzes of fleishiks and spritzes of milachiks. Yes, significance. The Prima Gadim says what's a derech of kalim to sweat is not called raitiv. For bliya, it's completely below raitiv. That's why I mentioned it has to be significant amount. So this would be a nafkamina. It's interesting. In the Sherman Surah Balacha, he says if it's a screwed on handle, these chumras don't apply. But in the Marsham, in Chela Gimel, he has a tshuva where he says the Minig Yisrael is to kasha the handles b'loy plod. Funny, he himself seems to say there's no real reason for it, except people might get confused one to the other. But Marsham, in Chela Gimel, tshuva Kuf Yud Beis, says that when I'm a chalik, we always kasha handles together with the
Pesach, we would have to change the grades because it's
You don't have to change the grates for two reasons. The grates really are self-kashering. They're very, very hot. Now, it's hard to know around the edges. Certainly, if you put the edges into the fire for a minute or two, or you put it in a self-cleaning oven, then certainly... What? What people, everyone changes it these days. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Plenty of people ask me to shayla. I told them how to kasher the grates. Some people do. What? I don't know. It's just...
If there was anything there,
it's fine. I agree with you. You know, there's no reason to change your grades. What? You, what? The center is definitely self-cleaning. I'm not sure how hot it is around the edges. I mentioned once here that I once got a hold of a from a chemist of a thermocouple. A thermocouple is, it looks like a old-fashioned calculator with a long probe. It measures heat. So I played with all the self-cleaning ovens, and you know, Rabbi Blum kisses chum of the door. The door is maybe 20 degrees cooler than the inside. No real significant difference. I measured everything, and then I went to measure the heat of the fire. You know, that round thing. People ask, you have to change it. So I stuck the probe, not the pilot light, the burner. So I stuck it in, and the temperature shot up to 1800 degrees. And then it blew. The whole thing blew. I thought, how much does this thing cost? So I called. I ordered a new probe, which was, I think, $36. And I had them overnight it. And Baruch Hashem, it blew the probe and not the device. So it was 1,800 degrees, the temperature. No, I didn't really get it, stick it in again to measure the temperature around the edges, which maybe I should have done. To see how hot it gets. I'm pretty sure it gets 800 degrees around, even around the sides of it. But cracks are always good. Okay, then just to close with there's a tshuva that was printed in one of the journals, the Ari Yisrael Journal, in 2010, and it brought a lot of conversation. It has to do with kelim in which cheese is made, in which the milk is prepared for cheesing. The milk has to be prepared. Now, milk would naturally turn to cheese because of the natural bacteria that's in the milk. However, they want to do it with their bacteria. They want it to change to whatever flavor they want. So beforehand, there's a certain amount of, I call it heating of the milk that takes place. So the question was, when the Chol of Yisrael goes in, whether they have to kasher the Chol from Chol of Stam, the old kelim, assuming that the old Chol of Stam is a problem. So you want to kasher, does it have to be kasher? The shaila is, the keli in which the milk goes is not yatzei ledesbay. Now, the milk itself does not become yatzei ledesbay in this whatever amount of heating it takes place. Why, what, when, I don't know, but this is given. The milk doesn't. Does the kettle, the metal where it touches the milk, become yatzele this way as the milk passes through it? Very hard to know. However, it's a steam device. It's something which is heated through steam. And call it the pipe or the vat in which it's heated, certainly every steam container has metal on both sides. So even if on the inside where it touches the milk, it doesn't become yatzei ledesbay, the milk is cold. But on the outside, where it doesn't have cold milk, it does become yatzei ledesbay. So this Talmid Chacham, who's involved in kashrus, wrote an article, and he said that, forgetting about the other questions, he says, "Vada yesh kamplia, api mashadonu apoyske b'kli matris, v'shcham itzosei cham kulay." He says, since it's all one keli, so it should be a problem. And he says, "The shach hiskim l'divrei maram b'irat tzedek, cham itzosei makes the whole thing have a din of hat." Meaning, even if you have the inside of the vat touching the milk, is not measurably yatzei ledesbay, but it gets a din of hat through chametz asecham kulay, and here it becomes it becomes an issue that it's going to be valayak. So there's a din, even if it's not hot to the touch, but the Maramar it says as a din of hot, the Sechavik Tosei Cham Kulai. And this was the Sahara that, like this Maramar Tzedek, it should be an issue. It may be that according to the Bati Yonis, and it's not, because Tati Lo Yamrinan, to make it hot and to be by Layat. But anyway, this is, I guess, a contemporary example of Chavik Tosei Cham Kulai where it comes in. All right, so we learned a complete sugya today of Chavik Tosei Cham Kulai. We have one sif left, the Dinam of Knives, which is Mitzvah Shem next week.